And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
All right, we're T-Rexing it out on Saturday morning.
It's a beautiful day out.
It is. It's going to be a nice, cool, sunny day.
Dogs are out pooping.
Post-Labor Day, we'll see how we're doing, but so far, not bad.
Not bad.
We went to one place, our first stop.
An obvious ex-dealer.
He had like an $8,000 guitar that he had $8,000 on. Rocky screenplay books for
$2,000.
But next to him, like, you know, an eBay auction, you know, showing how much somebody's trying to sell it for. Not a sold auction, but a...
But I had actually been to this guy last year. And he had a couple Pee Wee Herman plastic lunch boxes he nicely sold to me for $20 for the pair. And you got one, and I got one. And he sold me a nice batch of comics. Not too bad. I got first appearance, got X-Men's 5 and 6, the Jim Lee ones. I'm trying to look for them. Those are pretty cool. It's got Omega Red.
It's okay. We're not a video show, so...
Yeah, but I'm, like, trying to bend over and grab this. I got a Walt Disney Cinderella Dell, number 786. Very nice. And, a couple other ones in here. But
second appearance of Peacemaker.
Number two. Oh, yeah. And then Tom Tom, the Jungle Boy, number one. It's actually a beautiful Golden Age book. That one could be big bucks. Those Golden Ages, especially in nice shape, that's the sort of things that you actually do want to put in a case to preserve because they're so old.
Okay.
But, anyways.
I got nothing because I was just like, all right, it's one of those eBay printout sales, so I was just like instantly not interested in anything that he had to offer.
Oh, man. Mr. T's broke. We're down the one.
Mr. T's juice finally gave out.
Oh, man. Quit your jibber-jabber.
Well, you know what time that is. With you. And then we went
to... This is where we do need a video, is watching you choking the chicken.
Yeah. Plenty of that online. So, we went to a little old lady's...
But they've never seen an aardvark choke a chicken.
In this day and age, you'd never know. And she had... The remnants. She probably had some good stuff there because she's like, I sold the Ewok Village already. But I got a bag full of action figures, mainly to get the Chuck Norris action figure from when he had an animated show in the mid-80s.
Chucky.
And Jackie got a little piece of the Ewok playset, which you can sell, you know.
Cost me one shiny dollar.
Yeah. And I saw that sitting there, and I'm like, oh, there was an Ewok playset here at one time. And there was some... We probably should have bought... One of us should have bought that spaceship with the guy in it, but...
You know what's interesting is
it had no marks on it.
It had like a lever, like a gun on the bottom of it, like a trigger.
Yeah.
It probably had
a battery pack in it, and it probably went like pew-pew or something.
Pew-pew.
It probably pewed.
Oh, yeah, I should roll up the window.
But, Yeah, so far, the first two, so we got stuff at the first two sales. And much as I was griping last week about, oh, well, not really griping, but it was slim pickings last week. Almost everything I got I can sell from, is mostly from that one we went to with the old creepy guy who sat in the doorway, like
his porch sale.
Yeah, just like he was like obviously lonely because he wanted to talk and hover around, but
I'll be lonely.
But a lot of the stuff I got there like was actually decent. Like I got those four kids books for $1 a piece, and they go probably for $10-15 each. So I could probably sell those as a nice little set. But yeah, I mean, I definitely paid for my trip out anyway last week, so that's good. Yeah. But I mean, I think we're going to have a lot better chance today because it's sunny. It's not overcast and threatening to rain like last week.
Yeah, last week was just a lot of boring garage sales. A lot of clothes and plastic stuff.
Yep.
Hallmark store.
Garbage stuff, yeah.
I mean, the highlight was a Frisbee golf ball.
Yeah, but how often do you run into one of those at a garage sale?
That was kind of the reward for a long, trying day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll say this. At least I'm not exhausted this time. The last couple of weeks, I'm just completely, like, not enough sleep. Getting up before I have to go to work normally.
I didn't sleep last night, so I, like, got an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah.
Or I didn't set my alarm and woke up just in time to... I was just like, oh, dear God, man, I'm going to have to... Spoiler alert and trigger warning. I was like, if I don't take a shit now, I'm going to have to take a shit sometime on the road. And luckily, my roommate had just invented in one of those squatty potties. You know what the squatty potty is? It's like a little step that slides under your toilet, and you put your feet up on it, and it puts you in more of a squat position.
Yes, I've seen those. Yes, I've
and
seen
And I got out, and I and it's, I'm not a big fan of the squatty potty, but I was like, you know, squatty potty, if there was one day for you to do your job, it's right now. And the squatty potty did its job. It does its job.
Every person under the age of 40 just turned off their podcast.
No waiting. No waiting. It just directly out. So you can thank the squatty potty for the fact that I won't be putting a Biden in my pants or a Trump in my pants, depending on that's the beauty of the American political system, is our last two presidents, no matter what your affiliation is, you can use their name as a euphemism for pooping your pants.
This last segment was sponsored by McGoogle's Prune Juice. When you really gotta go, make sure you get McGoogle's.
This should be a McGoogle's like sticker on every squatty potty. All right. Well, anyway.
Nothing like two old guys talking about
taking a dump.
Their morning glory.
People like. Everybody identifies with taking a dump, and if they don't, they're in a hospital right now. All right. Hey, no offense to anybody listening in the hospital right now. If you're constipated in the hospital, we're just joking around, guys.
May you be able to pinch many loaves.
I hope this podcast loosens you up. All right.
We're going to go drop the kids off at the pool, and we'll be right back. Honestly, if we ever had a theme song, I would vote for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
It's a good one. I just got the EP with the version of this with lyrics.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Heart.
I remember. It's just that
it's probably on your
Antiquities.
It's on But it's from the EP Vampire Can Mating Oven.
Yes, it is. I do remember.
So I picked up some weird stuff at this one. Two just, like, obviously horrible DVDs. Horrible, cheapo.
Obviously.
One called Curse of the Kraken, another Snow Monster versus Ice Shark. You know that's going to be some sci-fi
this
channel.
This week on Shark Week.
Crap. I got The Man Who Knew Too Little with Bill Murray, which I forgot all about and don't remember if it was good or not, but it's Bill Murray. And it was buy one, get one free, so I had
to... Yeah, buy one, get one free for $1, so it was 50 cents.
Yeah. And Half-Baked with Dave Chappelle. And two records. I got, what was the first record here? Gentle Giant, The Missing Piece. And these are, like music guy records. These are, like...
Yeah.
Gentle Giant's a jazzy rock fusion band. Douchebag. That a lot of people like. And then I got Small Creeps Day by Mike Rutherford.
All I need is a miracle. All I need.
Yeah, this looks like a pre-70s, pre-Mike and Mechanics.
Sorry.
Genesis spin-off band.
I couldn't help myself. I saw that. That's all I could think of.
For 250, it's worth. I'll bet you this guy keeps his records in good shape.
I mean, he does, because I checked the Duke record that I got. It's impeccable. The insert's torn to shit. You could barely get it back in the sleeve, but it's a nice record. It's both of them, including the one that I got with the Keith Haring cover on it.
Oh, yeah, the Christmas one?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's worth the $250 for that. And then I got six DVDs, including... How to Make Your Own Moonshine, Parts 1 and 2. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And then I can't remember the rest because I'm driving right now. But we're driving down this road looking for a family sale we doubled back for. And here we are. More dogs taking shits. Great. Mm-hmm.
That's what they do. That's what they do. But, yeah, not bad today.
Piccadilly Park?
It's already going better than last week, so...
Yeah, much better than last week. I'm not seeing any family anything here. We gotta keep moving, man. We got places to go. Just gotta stop. Turn around.
Alright.
Oh, I did get Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And the original Hairspray... With Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
And Gangs of New York, another Miramax. Nice $3 haul right there.
Yeah.
Guy had some decent movies for being a dealer.
I don't know what that means.
Well, usually the dealers a lot of times want to...
This guy's getting pissed, man.
What guy?
The guy's trying to get out of his driveway.
Well, you know what? This is part of the... Oh, and this lady's trying to get in. That's beautiful.
Of course, the one place we pull in.
Everyone wants to get in and out. That happened to me yesterday, too. People wanted to, like, switch cars, and they, like, pull right out in front of me and then put their hazards on. And I was like, I got places to go, so I just drove around and they, like, leaned on the horn. It's like, you didn't wait. I'm sorry. It's... I say, we need to get back to where we wanted to go to.
All right.
Well, we doubled back like we wanted to look at this multifamily, and we drove like a mile down this multifamily, and there's nothing except bad intentions.
No, we probably had to drive like 4 miles that way, and then there was another little sign pointing down a side street or whatever. Everybody's got to make their... Like, that sign for this place had, like... It was number 50, whatever it is. And 50's in small letters and even tinier letters is the name of the street. You couldn't read it. You can't read it from the car. Especially when you're old with glasses.
And your binoculars
are broke. And my binoculars are broke.
For all you in continuity saying, why doesn't he use binoculars? Didn't they buy binoculars? It doesn't even...
Oh, it's 50% off.
It doesn't even have an address.
Right.
you know.
Oh, well. Well, maybe 50% off will be a...
50% off of nothing is...
I hope. Hopefully that's a trend for today, though. I like that Saturday is becoming the 50% off day.
Yeah, it
has. Everybody does Thursday and Friday now.
Right. Just call us the Yardbirds. The garage, what are the Turkey Buzzards.
All right, we'll be back. Birthday boy, Paul Williams.
I love Paul Williams.
This is Paul Williams with Daft Punk. Maybe one of the best songs on the album. Well, they're all good songs on this album. Well, we just went to another estate sale that was pretty cleaned out. If you wanted plants, it looked like a good plant sale. But we just had We go inside the house. You can't go upstairs. There's two people coming from the upstairs who obviously are working the estate sale. Yapping, like, at full, like...
Yeah.
Just... Bah, 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 and it's, like, echoing through the house. I'm like, oh, it's too early in the morning. And, just, like, so... Johnny sees a weird thing you don't see at a garage sale. Fucking magazine backing boards. Magazine-sized backing boards.
And they had 100 of them marked for $15 at half price. So $7.50, you do the math. That's actually a good price.
Yeah, and of course, as soon as he was about to check out, they're like, oh, those aren't for sale for some reason. And so he got a DVD. This is just...
No, a Blu-ray.
A Blu-ray.
Spider-Man 1, Blu-ray I don't have in my collection, marked for $1, it's half off day, so it's only 50 cents. The conundrum is, I only have a quarter. So, I say I only have a quarter, and all of a sudden, it's like, you know, I'll just give you a dollar. And she's like, no, a quarter is fine. And some, let's just say... for etiquette's sake, some fat sow decided she was going to bark in and say, hey, no, it's a Blu-ray. It should be a dollar. And the lady's like, no, it's just a quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, because fucking you name a price and then somebody just pops in and like, yeah, it was, But that was very cool of her to be basically just like, no, fuck you. I said a quarter. It's a quarter.
It's all it is. They're just trying to get rid of stuff.
Try to make that extra 75 cents or whatever.
I know. It's like, it's a Blu-ray. It's like, I hate to tell you, but Blu-rays are a defunct medium.
Yeah.
Nobody wants their Blu-rays right now. That's what us vultures are for.
They will want the Blu-rays.
Wow. Which one do you think is the man?
They look like people that have, like, I want to hang out with them.
Yeah, they look fun.
All right. We will be back.
This is going to be interesting.
All right.
Now we cooking.
It's a fun day today. We just went to a nice, interesting garage sale. I got a big, squishy banana. It's an obscene banana.
Yeah, you'll get to see that one online.
We got pictures. I got a CD-ROM collection of Star Trek comics for $1. A book by her grandfather about Charlie Parker and music and magic, jazz and tricksterism. And it's got a picture of Charlie Parker shaking hands with a nun on the cover of it.
That's interesting.
That's an interesting little book. But the best thing I got from this place, taxidermied rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake!
Coiled up. The poor fucker's rattle is half broken off and his teeth are broken off. But he's coming home with me.
You're coming with me.
I like the sad taxidermies. I do. I like the land of misfit toy taxidermies.
That's a good point of putting it.
Yeah, you know, like, not that you're running into them all the time. So when you do, and they're $5,
in the garage sales, they go home with you.
They go home with me.
In the garage sales, you do, and the game, you know, the hunting shows, like they have like shows where you can go. That's more like it. So, okay, we're going to, this is the one I was actually talking about that's got the two houses right near each other on Norton Street. We're going.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we're swilling in the city today, right in the heart of the city. There's also the flea market going on this weekend, too, again. The Lucky Flea.
The thing is, I want to buy their pot plants from them. But the problem is it's not really a good time. 77 Clifferdale.
Yeah, we went to that one before.
But, I forgot what I was saying.
The pot plants.
Oh, yeah, if you buy them now, they're going to grow all winter. And then when I plant it out in my backyard, it's going to be like last year situation where I have a 10-foot plant that I have to
ask your friend to help you tend to.
Well, that's the thing is, it was all day, two of us harvesting that one plant. But no, the whole time it was growing, I had to splint it and worry about it because, like, the wind could actually would break the limbs off it because it was so big and heavy under its own weight. So I'm trying to keep them a little smaller. There's a place down here. 79 Clarington. Okay, this is Clarington Street, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
There's a sign up ahead.
Yeah. With matching paper, so you know where you're going. All right.
There's even two cars in front. Three cars. This must be the place.
It must be.
It's just gotta. Whoa, that's a big ass.
Oh, they got some stuff.
Looks like a typewriter.
We'll be back.
What's a typewriter?
I don't need one of those no more. All right, we'll be back. All right. Just a little cleanup reporting. We've been to a bunch of garage sales, but not a lot of stuff. We got some, went to a couple side-by-side that had a bunch of good CDs. I got one Grateful Dead, like, compilation CD that's the most boring thing at, like, basic Grateful Dead record, but it was two for
Grateful Dead for $1.
Yeah, it was $1 if you bought two of them, so I bought that. But I also got the Daft Punk Tron Legacy soundtrack, which is fantastic. A very good, very, very good album.
Yeah.
And I got Grateful Dead Shakedown Street at another one.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, I'm not even sure if I have that one.
50 cents.
50 cents.
But also I forgot to mention, I bought a couple posters at one of our earlier garage shows. I bought three of them, actually. And they were vintage 70s, like, Scholastic. One was, like, Sylvester and Tweety. One was the Roadrunner and the Coyote. And one was Cute Puppies or Kittens. I'm not sure. I think it's Cute Puppies, though. But those Scholastic posters, those actually sell. And they're in decent shape, and they're not huge, so I don't have to ship them in a tube. So I usually don't buy posters because I just don't have any tubes laying around to mail them off in, and I'm not going to buy any because I am cheap. Johnny, you got a shitload of
CDs
at that one place.
I did. I got a Coltrane CD. I got a Jaco Pastorius CD. I got a Muddy Waters CD. I got Fishbone's Truth or Soul. I ended up with a total of 10 CDs. Or 9 CDs, because one of the Tom Waits CDs that you saw didn't have a CD in it. And some of them did have writing and marker on it, but I'm pretty sure you can take them off with a little bit of
a little alcohol.
Alcohol. And a Q-tip. you don't want to get it on the other side.
Right.
To take the coating off. But at the Q-tip, you can just get them to come off. And yeah, and the cases were in nice shape and everything was complete. So that was a nice score. And I also got a bunch of bubble mailers. I think I got 10 bubble mailers. But the small bubble mailers for CDs for $2. So part of the investment of buying the CDs, if ones I'm going to sell. Yeah, you're right. Some of them only go, most of them go for $5, but you buy them for 50 cents. If you buy five of them for 50 cents, and you actually have a chance sometimes to sell them as a lot, maybe for $20, and you know, that's how you do it.
That guy who was griping about eBay's like taking money out of stuff. I haven't been experiencing that as much lately with, like, it doesn't seem like it's that much worse than it's ever been.
Well, it's been like that for 10 years.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's, and the other thing is that, especially when it comes to, like, ephemera and comics and stuff, you know, the post office has just completely taken that whole business out because there's, like, there's no margin anymore. A lot of that, you know.
What do you mean?
Meaning that they've raised prices and they got rid of a lot of things where you don't, you can't, like the first class mailing system for comics was actually cheaper than going media mail, and it was very easy and affordable way where you could buy a comic book for $3 or $4 with your discount, it'd be $3, and sometimes it'll pop and you can sell it, flip it for $10. Well, you could sometimes be able to sell it for like $2, get shipping for $2.15. So you actually can double your money per comic, if that makes any sense. 426 Mount Airy. That was a thing back in the day. I'm impressed that I could have that conversation while I'm like driving and looking around at the same time.
You see, the thing that sucks is, you used, like, if I sell comics or magazines and I use the eBay postal service, it'll screw you because you can't go media mail on magazines and comics.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, but eBay won't. They know what it, they know what the item is, and they won't let you sell it media mail. Whereas if you have a couple magazines, you just put them in a thing, and it's like a book. And you just go, and they go, oh, they're mailing a book. And, you know, they don't have the money to check all those media mail things. So you can, you get away with selling comic, taking a comic down to the post office or a box full of magazines and get media mail on them. And media mail, I've noticed, like, I shipped five records, one record, a double record set.
They ship fast.
To Massachusetts. It got there fast media mail, and it was the same as shipping what? It's just like $5, you know, for a record. And you can pack those things full, and I was like, okay, this is going to be like a $10 record postage. And it wasn't. It was $5.15, just like when I mailed one record. So it's just
speaking,
like,
of post cleanup. I sold that first Halloween costume.
Oh, yeah?
The Baby Groot.
Uh-huh.
And I sold it to, of course, somebody in Hawaii.
Of course.
Got there in 3 days. Guy was so excited.
Well, because, you know, even though Hawaii is an island and stuff, there's probably planes that go to Hawaii. Like,
every day.
It probably went directly from one thing to a plane going to Hawaii.
Went to New York, to L.A., to Hawaii. 3 days.
Yeah. I know people bitch about the post office. Post office has almost never done me wrong.
No.
I don't understand. It may be, I think Rochester, we have a good postal service here.
We do.
And right down the street from me, I've got the main hub. So I can, if I go mail stuff from there, it gets there even faster because it doesn't have to go from the other post office to that hub. So anyway,
we're talking hubs.
Yeah, we're getting too boring now. There we go, jazz it up a little bit.
Are you recording?
Crossshell Jazz right there. All right, we will be back.
This is an interesting road. I've never actually driven down this road.
It's got some nice old 50s.
I've lived in Arada quite my whole life, and I've never driven down this road.
50s flatties on the street. Some nice little Dawn of the Dead goblin. One of my life goals is to see Goblin live. I've seen John Carpenter live, so seeing Goblin live would complete my creepy electronic band soundtrack concerts. Goblin are fucking great. As a matter of fact, when George Romero made Dawn of the Dead, Dario Argento, the Italian director, offered for the Italian release of it to edit it himself and then changed the soundtrack to Goblin music, which is far superior to the stock music soundtrack that cheap George Romero used for Dawn of the Dead. And so the Italian Dario Argento version is obviously the superior cut of Dawn of the Dead.
Kind of like the
I'm trying to key into the horror theme from your last purchase.
Yeah, because I got a whole bunch of used Monster High dolls. A total of 7 of them. Gulliga Yelps. And that was the one that stood out. And Heath Burns. Heath is the boy doll. They're really hard to find. So,
what a fucking just regular name for a doll, like a marketed doll. Heath Burns.
Well, he is like a devil type.
Yeah.
So he threw flames.
It's like a fireplace. It's actually kind of a fireplace name, but it just sounds...
Well, there's another one that's a minotaur that they call Manitor. I mean, they did...
That sounds like a doll name.
Anyways, we're not going to my house. We're going past my house to this sale, and I gotta figure out where it is because I don't have it on the.
What a weird, like, the street one over was all these interesting little hot, like, landscaped houses, and now we're back in like regular old suburbia, like one street over.
Yeah. This is a street I would not want to live on.
Why?
Because it's a pass-through street and people just go flying through here all the time. Between St. Paul and Thomas Avenue.
The Neighborhood Association needs to petition for speed bumps. That's what you do.
That's what you do.
Speed bump it up, but then they don't want the speed bump. They don't like the speed bumps on their cars either.
Right, exactly.
Driving them every day.
Exactly.
That's what happened in my old neighborhood. Oh, my God. I got an update on my fucking...
Yeah.
We fucking... I think that... Okay. Next to our house, our old house, the one that burned down a couple years ago, we had this gigundous tree named Maurice. It was this It was like, according to local legend, the second largest tree in Rochester.
Wow.
Right before our house burned down.
I didn't know that.
And it was considered the protector of the street.
Wow.
And I used to be like, well, Trudy and I are always safe with Maurice right next door. He had a face on him and everything. Well, the people next door took Maurice down one day. Trudy, like, woke me up and was like, you gotta see this. And they were, like, cutting down this gigantic tree in pieces. And I was like, wait, they're taking out our protector tree, this really cool tree. And then, like, a month later, our house burned down.
Right, I remember.
Now, just last week, that whole neighborhood got flooded. Yep. Like, our whole basement would have been just fucking, would have been trashed. And,
the whole neighborhood was trashed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, everything got flooded out. People's cars.
I saw the cars that were half.
They went to their car, and there was water up to their steering wheel.
Yep. Yeah, I saw pictures of it, and I'm just like, holy shit. So all the pest, like, fire, water, so next is going to be a windstorm.
Or ice storm.
Well, they need wind and earth now to attack them now that Maurice is left. Kindlewood. 70 Kindlewood.
See that little...
Oh.
There's a little...
Snoopy.
Yeah, it's a little street library, but they've got a Snoopy doghouse with Snoopy on top.
We saw... Was it you and me, or was it... I don't know if it was you and me, or me and my roommate.
This lady has a sale every year. All right, we'll go.
It looks very pumpkin spicy.
It is pumpkin spicy, just like the weather. Not quite cold enough. Oh, look at that.
I've got pumpkin pie ice cream at home that I've been eating.
You know what I've been eating? Pumpkin yogurt.
The pumpkin yogurt, well, I don't know. I've only had the Wegmans brand pumpkin
yogurt. Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. It's...
If you had a brown cow version, then you're in gold.
Yeah. All right. We will be back in a little while.
Look at that. Is that a witch? Oh, that's the owner.
All right. Well, we've been to a bunch of garage sales. Haven't picked up an awful lot of stuff. Johnny got a spatula. Johnny got a spatula. Johnny, get your spatula. That's based on the classical musical, Broadway musical. Yeah, just the little bits here and there that I forgot to mention. I got a couple Super 8. I think they're actual regular 8 movies. Little Rockfort and Percy, the Haunted Cat. Plus previews of coming attractions. And then Terry Toons and Mickey Mouse, Terry Toons and Donald Duck. So somebody spliced together 3 cartoons on there. I haven't even tested out the Super 8 8mm projector that I got this summer. Was it this summer?
Yes.
Yes, it was this summer. It was early on. And then at the last place, they had this weird Bausch & Lomb book with, like, visual tests in it, but the pictures of the visual tests were gone, and they were in these special plastic sleeves that were all muddled up and everything. But I have a feeling if whatever it was in good shape, it would have been a very neat, valuable, like, probably belong in a museum. That says
Tools.
Amtill Road. But it was half price at this last place we went, which was all pretty much all crap. With friendly guy. But I got a little 7-inch disc, Mellow Disc, recording blank, that somebody recorded a song that says, maybe it says Alone Sunday or Alone Sunday Morning, or maybe Home Sunday Morning. I don't know. The artist is labeled as 162 Avery Street, and it was recorded in January 5th, 1947.
Ain't that the truth?
So, I'm very curious, and it's actually, like, it doesn't have the rod on it that the other recorded ones that I've... So I can't wait to go home, give this a little clean, and see what it sounds like. I don't think it even says how many RPMs it is. I'm going to guess 33 and a third. But who knows? It might even be a 78. Seeing as how it's 1947. We will find out. Or I will find out. Maybe if I can get a good recording of it, I'll stick it on the garage sale gloat one of these days.
What's happening? Oh, sorry.
What's happening to me? That's your line.
Oh.
Forever and ever and ever.
Don't tell me what my lines are.
All right. Well, they'll hear it at the end of the show, and then they'll go like, oh, it is what's happening to me. But whatever. Whatever. What do I know?
Listen, I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And if I want to vamp, if I want to, I don't know.
Improvise?
Or something like that. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, look at me right now. I'm driving and jiving and...
Chucking and jiving. Weaving.
Wow. I'm actually getting there to us, too. Getting us there, I should say.
Well, I should
Talking
hope so.
Is overrated. Especially on a podcast.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck are we messing around with that shit? You know how much easier it would be if we just didn't talk on this podcast, dude? How much time I would save in the edit, slaving over the editing deck?
I'm just waiting for you to, like, start slinging around the word fuckery again.
Fuckery.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's a very useful word in this day and age. All right. Holy bowl cut. Wow, that was a haircut, man. Jesus Christ, was that painted on? Holy shit, dude. Come on, Grandpa, wear a hat. Wow.
I'm laughing so hard, I'm like, I can't avoid the potholes.
All right, Scott Gardner, if you're listening right now, imagine your dad in the 80s, except with the haircut your dad had, except with fucking one-third the hair, and it just greased to the side of his head. Imagine somebody painting your dad's haircut on the side of their bald head.
It was
head,
like
and that's
a whole
this...
tube of Brill Cream.
It's like...
It's like, buddy, it's a little dab will do you. A little dab will do you.
Yeah. You also, maybe you should get some more hair to Brill Cream it on. All right. I'm just saying, the bald look is a look these days. Anyway, not much to report. Got me a little
wig,
a little white-haired wig from a little old lady. I'm now wearing it, and we'll be wearing it for the rest of the Garage Sale Gloat. If you go to our Discord, you can see pictures. And I got one of those little golden guide books to fossils. I love those golden guide books. I used to have like 60 of them. And I never got the holy grail of golden guidebooks, which is the guide to psychedelic plants.
Whoa.
Yeah. They actually made one in the 70s.
All right, we've got 1.6 miles in 4 minutes to the last one on the main list.
Well, there might be another one or two on this street because they had a whole... list other places, we'll see. Maybe not, though.
I almost hit that mailbox going around the corner.
Yeah, you skew to the left.
to the left.
All right.
Hello, Birchman.
All right. Well, we're winding down here. We're just picking up some low-hanging fruit as we head towards the homeward direction. Found a little garage sale. Got a couple DVDs. I got Boondock Saints, just because I know that movie is very popular, and I got the unrated edition. Maybe I might be able to sell that. I hear it's an awful movie, but for some reason it has a huge cult following. It made by the biggest assholes in the world. They made a documentary on the making of the movie, and I couldn't watch the whole thing because, like, I was like, I'm going to buy a car and drive and murder these people. But I didn't. But, boy, these guys, like, wanted to make a movie, and they were, like, sort of outsiders, and they raised their own money and stuff. So automatically I'm interested and I'm sympathetic. And then these guys thought that they were like, not to be racist, but they were very Italian. And they were fucking obviously probably doing a lot of coke.
And just
acting like fucking belligerent assholes to everybody. Like, hey, we're filmmakers.
Italian?
It was the most. I was like, how did they let somebody release this movie? It was more brutal than the Metallica movie for just showing.
You mean brutaler?
Brutaler. It was brutaler than the Metallica movie, in so far as just like, hey, look at these assholes.
Speaking of Italian, Mingya, you like this road?
And I got a Jethro Tull.
This road's Mingya's freaking nice.
Lots of trees. You like trees? Jethro Tull live at the Isle of Wight, 1970. Not the one concert that Jimmy Page played with Jethro Tull, and he said they ought to make a live album called Jethro Dull, Borum at the Forum. But Jimmy Page wouldn't. But again, he wouldn't like that Jethro Tull. Anyway, Johnny, you got the neat score at this place, so.
I did. I got three box sets for $1 each. The first four seasons of the original Superman TV show.
That might be the whole show.
It was.
So I don't think there were that many seasons of it. So.
It was four seasons before he decided to do himself in.
Oh, that's right. There's a Affleck movie, isn't there, about
Affleck.
That?
Affleck! Oh, sorry. That's Affleck.
So Affleck has basically been Superman and Batman.
How about that?
Not bad.
Not bad. Bad at all.
Sort of explains why he shows up in Kevin Smith movies, I guess. Hey, yard sale! Tools! Don't tell us. So we're gonna go buy some garage sale stuff from a couple tools. That's what it says.
Not for nothing, but have you noticed? I've seen a lot of hatchets and axes today.
Yeah. Maybe that just reflects your mindset, you know, selectively noticing things.
Well, they're all like one of them. Like they're all like a dollar too. It's like.
I keep forgetting I got this stupid fucking wig out. Oh, there's two of them right in a row.
Jesus,
look at that.
Christmas.
What the fuck is up with this?
I thought we were done.
We're not done. You thought we were
Every
done.
Every time I thought we were done, they pull me back.
All right. Looks like we're out of here. We're not even doing lunch today. Because, well, frankly, I got a bit of a turtle head sticking out. We'll just let that float out there.
Waft.
Yeah. Although now I'm so used to wearing this wig, I'm ready to go out on the town and parade this shit around. Feeling like it's perfect for me because it gives me my hair back. I got my hair back, but it's age-appropriate, whereas it's Snow White. So I'm not trying to pretend to be some Grecian formula fucker.
No, you look more like the illegitimate son of, what's his name there?
Ric Flair?
Ric Flair. Hostiling, profiling.
I mean, that's me. That's me.
Listen here, you pencil neck geek.
That's classic Cossie Freddy Blassie.
It is.
Pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek. Skinny goon with a, what was it, scrawny physique. Nothing but a low pencil neck. Is this baby good? We better check. Better throw one, that one out. That one's a pencil neck.
Okay. Private property.
We're going to flaunt that. Look at this little place. This little colonial-looking property. No trespassing. No trespassing. Oh, dear God. I knew that was going to happen eventually.
I was going to say something, and I'm like...
That nose, man. I know that nose. And I know... Oh, dear God. It's a that's a grass shell down there.
Is.
Do you want to try it? Let's try it.
What's
Let's try it. Just keep your eyes peeled, because I don't want to run into that combo again.
Oh, like that. Don't ever.
Oh, geez, God.
You'll never figure it out with your disguise.
Ah! Waka, waka, waka! Jack just went driving by with some goofball with him. Oh, my God. I knew that was going to happen sooner or later. Sorry, folks. Ex-girlfriend. Oh, we just were driving down the street. There she is, walking with her mom.
She's supposed to be in Georgia.
Well, I mean, she's got to come visit mom every once in a while.
I guess.
She's looking pretty happy, too. Hoo boy.
We're going the wrong way for this garage sale.
Are we?
Yeah, we've been going the wrong way for like...
Well, we got distracted. All right, so if we get anything at this garage sale, we'll be back. But Chris has got to go and process... Holy cow.
I couldn't write that script any better.
I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen when I moved here.
Yeah.
I knew one day.
I knew that I had to get you in disguise so you wouldn't get detected.
Talk about luck, man. I wish I had my long-haired Hesher metalhead.
But what
hat.
You don't know now is that now I can send her that picture and go, hey. Keep an eye out for this guy. He's in the neighborhood.
No. No, do not do that. No, do not do that. Because
well.
I imagine there's a few people who know that I'm in the same neighborhood as her mom. And for the most part, I imagine they all haven't blabbed.
Yeah, well.
Please, no.
Please? Well, maybe we could talk off air, some sort of negotiation.
Yeah.
All that vinyl. That beautiful vinyl.
Well, it's time I broke out my Epstein pictures of Jack and...
But I don't want to be a bad boy anymore.
Too bad. You were born to be bad.
Bad boy Johnny. You do remember that one, right?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I'm not sure if that's something I want to post on the garage sale page, though.
Well, I don't have the picture of it anymore, so it's up to you. So it's all up to you.
I think it's on the Peachy Nietzsche page, actually.
Oh, really? Is it?
It might be.
Why are you giving out so much information if you don't want it posted?
Well, it's different at the garage sale page.
All right. If I get enough $5 donations from fans, maybe Bad Boy Johnny will make a little trip on the garage sale. Oh, I can't even post stuff on the garage sale. It would have to be on the Discord.
And you know what?
Well, I'd be less likely to get kicked off Discord for posting porn than Facebook anyway. So, you guys just wrap your imagination around the Bad Boy Johnny pictures and
exotic dancer. bad boy challenge.
Extraordinaire,
X
supposedly.
Exotic dancer. XXX.
There's no such thing as an ex-exotic dancer,
it's
Johnny
an
Bueno.
Exotic dancer.
That's it. That's correct. This is just also proof of how fucking hostile... I hate the suburbs, dude. So hostile towards anybody who doesn't have a car. Like, you can't go down that road, without walking in the fucking traffic.
And you can't make a left without having to go into the other lane.
There's no sidewalks here. It's fucking bizarre. Bizarre! All right. Well, we're going to call it at that.
Yeah, because we're just driving around your neighborhood right now.
Chris is going to go home and draw all the windows on his house and peek out through them. Oh, my God. Right down the street. Right down the street.
Pow! Right in the kisser. Pow! Right in the kisser.
Oh, my God. That was funny that we both were just like, hey! No! All right. See you guys later. Enjoy your Bad Boy Johnny outro.